Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Robert Haddle. He is on the fundraising committee for A&B Founders Hall and ANS. Robert, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Brooke.
Yeah, it's great to have you on a cold but lovely kind of winter morning. And that's right in line with what we're here to talk about, which is something called Winter's Bone.
Yeah, I'm very excited and honored that I can represent A&B and ANS right now. We've started a new project there just kind of a fun thing to do in the winter. It's an indoor flea market and a silent auction. It's going to happen the first Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's an opportunity that you can rent a space that make a little extra cash for the holidays and declutter and also maybe take care of your addiction to yard sales. So it's going to be a big indoor yard sale. We did a sort of a test run the first Saturday, November 2nd. And our next one is on December 7th on Saturday.
And that is at the A&B Founders Hall.
Right.
Okay.
On Catland Street.
Okay, great. And so it sounds like it's a fundraiser in a couple of ways. One of the ways is that a listener could decide, oh, I want to clear out that room and have a little garage sale. They rent a space at the A&B Hall.
Right. And that space will be taped off. It'll be 8 by 10 feet. And then we'll also put up a folding table and give you a couple chairs if you want to put things up. That's $25 rent that table, but you can offset that $25 by making a donation to the silent auction. So if you donate something that's going to cover the cost of the rental table, then we'll put it into the silent auction, and you have no cost and then of course all the proceeds from the silent auction, all the proceeds from the tables will go for the ongoing upkeep and upgrade of the A&B Hall and the ANS kitchen.
Okay. And so the money, when you say from the tables, that's not what people sell. They get to keep that money.
That's all their money.
But then the $25 to rent the space.
It's the rental space.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about the silent auction. So how do people get involved with that? How does that work?
Well, we're looking as well as wanting people from wanting people that are to rent tables. We're looking for donations. We're looking for those unique kind of things that maybe are connected to the community, the hall. But if it's a value of at least $50, we're going to take it graciously and share it on to the next person. And silent auctions are always fun.
And so you need to come then to the Winter's Bone Flea Market to kind of look at the items and make a bid.
Make a bid, right.
Okay.
And then if you have something to donate or if you want to participate in the indoor flea market, give Stephanie Waddell, the president of ANS, and her phone number is 738-5503. Or you can also get a hold of Chad Titel. And Chad is the vice president of A&B, and his number is 623-2275. So either to make a donation to the silent auction or to rent a table or just to get more information, please get a hold of those two.
Okay.
They'll be glad to help you.
And then for listeners who maybe don't want to sell anything themselves but are like part of the garage saling community or are interested in this event, what does it look like for them?
Well, it looks like it's for anybody. We're last weekend or last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, we had Rachel Moreno, who did a fundraiser for herself for some healthcare needs of her son, and she made her wonderful tacos and fry bread tacos and fry bread. So the sisterhood will have somebody there providing food, and so whether it's the couple that do Thai food, But we don't have it tied down who and what's going to happen. But there'll be food there. There'll be tables there to sit and socialize. I have an image that was just wonderful kids were kind of just running around playing some games, and elders were sitting at the table and enjoying some fry bread and just enjoying being together in the middle of the winter. That's why we call it winter's bone. It's, we're kind of chilled to the bone and it's bare bones. But it's just having something fun to do again in the winter and getting together. Somebody's going to be doing face painting. I'm going to be doing face painting.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to doing that. I love doing face painting. Have done it on and off over the years. We'll maybe organize some games, but come in from the winter's cold. Greet your neighbors, play a game, enjoy a warm beverage, sell your things, place a bid, or find a deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I recall you saying that for garage sailors, before we came on air, there's kind of a special extra deal. So it's free to come to this event and just be there.
Right.
You have to have money if you want to purchase something. But if you want to come and just hang out, it's free and open to all. But then for people who want to get a deal, tell us about that.
Okay. So it is, like you said, Brooke, it is free to come. There's no cost. We realized that the test run that there are some very serious, as we all know, very serious yard sailors in Sitka, and with the onset of winter, we realized they might be going through withdrawal. So we have decided that for $2, you can be part of the early peak. The doors open at 10, but if you come at 8:45 and give us $2 toward the hall, we'll let you be the first to see. And we'll look forward to seeing that group.
Okay.
We know there'll be some pretty hearty people that'll want to be there at 8:45.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So there's something for everyone. It really does sound like a great place to socialize and be in wintertime, but also if you like to shop a little bit or support the A&B Founders Hall and ANS. And just in a couple of minutes, I'd love to hear a little bit about the A&B Founders Hall and ANS. What do these proceeds exactly go for?
Well, the A&B Hall, the Founders Hall, which is historical just in itself, coming in, and I have been very blessed with, I've kept an office upstairs in the A&B Hall for about 8 years, so I've grown quite an affinity for the A&B Hall, so fortunately, I'm finding that the A&B Hall, after the pandemic and other things, is coming awake again. It's truly a living museum, and what it offers, historically, out of the Alaska Native rights, the first A&B camp was established in Sitka. Sort of as an offshoot of some of the community at Sheldon Jackson, but very involved in ongoing promotion of the rights. It is a multicultural organization, but primarily focusing on the upkeep and the traditions of the Tlingit people and others within Southeast Alaska. Like I said, there are many artifacts there. There are wonderful photographs from Merrill that are all over the walls, and a lot of so just coming to learn more about A&B is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Of course, like everything, an old building requires upkeep. We need to do. We're hoping to upgrade the furnace, and we'll have a heat pump or heat pumps. And trying to lessen the cost. ANS in the kitchen is always for rent or for use, and there's just some things that they would like to upgrade and just bringing things more up to date. Even though it's a classy kitchen, industrial kitchen, And in fact, if you ever need a kitchen and a place to, it's for rent.
Okay.
You know, but I've seen the hall become more active. There are now clan meetings going on there. There was recently a queet there, and so dancers are there. It just is becoming much more active and available to people.
Okay.
And this is just another way. The Winter's Bone is just another way of being available for the community and help build community.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love for you to share the phone numbers that people need to call if they'd like to participate one more time.
Okay, definitely get a hold of Stephanie at 738-5503, or get a hold of Chad at 623-2275.
And that's to participate in the Winter's Bone, which is happening the first Saturday of every month through this winter from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the AMB Founders Hall. I've been speaking with Robert Haddell. He is on the fundraising committee for the AMB ANS. Thank you for being here this morning.
Brooke, thanks for having me. And I hope to see people on the 7th. I think we're going to have some fun.
Sounds great. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.